This show is part of the Pika Science Podcast, studying the intersection of video games and science.
Who's that podcast host? It's
Jared.
Welcome back to another Who's That Podcast Host. Today I'm joined with, wait a second, who are you?
I'm Jared.
He's Jared. That is true. So, Jared, what is your background in field of study? Because I realized a few months ago that you and I never did this.
My background is in botany and crop science, so it is in plants, mostly invasive species. Though currently I actually do more microbial work with pathogens in food and doing the testing and detection of those. But so microbes and plants are my specialties.
So you heard it here. Jared is the reason that you can all eat food and not get sick and die.
Yes, one of the reasons. One of the people.
I mean, it's important work. You know, Jared, I know a lot of people give government and tax dollars a bad name, which I think is completely asinine and is a sign of the American. We're not going to get into it. We're not going to get into it. Anyways, yeah. Have you ever seen the G word on Netflix?
Maybe. I know I did watch a food testing, like documented. It went through a bunch of like what how all the food got tested and like what pathogens were found and like that whole process. But I don't remember if that was the title of it or not.
This was this is Adam Conover after he finished doing Adam Ruins Everything. And it's about like government and government spending.
Oh, no, I've not seen that one.
Totally worth a watch. But one of the first episodes about, they do talk about like food inspection and how like, what a useful use of tax dollars that is to make sure that we don't all die.
Yeah, it's important. It's to make sure like we can call out companies. It's where, well, I work for a third party system, but that we independently test food to make sure it's safe. We can actually eat it.
Yeah. So, okay, so I guess I have, you can answer this either way you want. What kind of work have you done in your field?
We'll do the plants because that's my favorite one. So I worked with, in Washington State, working in prairies, working on CRP, which is Conservation Reserve Program. So the whole idea is when growers take fields out of production, it is a way that they can actually use their fields for beneficial use, so they turn them into prairie grasses, prairie fields, especially since we were in the Palouse prairie used to be very dominant. It is now not. It is mostly wheat fields. So my work at the time was actually working with Bayer and working with their one of their new herbicide developments and testing its effectiveness on certain annual grass species, and then also testing to make sure that it wasn't actually hurting the native prairie grasses was the main bulk of my research.
You know, there's another way to get rid of the grass.
I would not want to smoke
let
those.
Let your yard go wild.
Yes, well, yes, that is very true. But with these, they were a little dominant to be let run wild.
I mean, you know what they say, a dominant just has to find a good submissive.
I walked into that one.
All right. So what kind of work have you done with podcasting, which I know is like non-existent for you? Besides this,
the only podcasting I've ever done is with this show. What that started in 2019, 2020. I don't remember. I have to go back and look at the day. I don't remember anymore.
It has.
I did
to be
my first guest episode.
Yeah.
It was before COVID. I know it was in my second apartment in Washington, but I know it wasn't that late. But I did my first episode here, and then y'all asked me to come on as a full time member, and I've been here since. But
yeah,
that's the only podcasting I've ever done.
Well, I'm happy you're here. So what other experiences do you have that help you as part of a team?
Well, I've run clubs. I've run as I was a researcher, so I had to work on a research team. And you're a grad student. So grad students, besides working on their own project, have to work on other people's projects and help out the main advisors. So that was a lot of teamwork there. Especially with ag, you have a massive growing season. You got to get things done. I've also played on sports teams. If you want to talk about being a team player, I've done a lot of sports teams. I've been a part of a lot of different teams, which has helped.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So who is your favorite Pokemon?
Mamoswine. That is the easiest question I can answer. Give me ground type.
I already knew that. Yeah, you love the baby.
I know you already knew that.
So what do you want to talk about most on the show?
I would love to talk about more about plants because I think they're just kind of an under talked about area, but also talking more conservation and ecology, I think would be really interesting. And I would love eventually more mythology, because I think mythology is really cool, especially with the yokai that are featured in Pokemon. I think that'd just be really cool to talk about more.
Yeah, no, I agree. So how would you like to see things change and grow?
I would love to see things go change or grow.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'd love to see us branch out into other video games besides just Pokemon, which we've kind of been working on already, because there are so many other different games out there that feature things from the real world or from mythology. And I think it'd be kind of cool to go dive more into those besides just Pokemon.
I mean, Final Fantasy's full of it.
I know. Final Fantasy, Monster Hunter.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's my next question. What was your first experience playing Pokemon?
I would have been 6 or 7. We got, my older brother and I got Pokemon Silver and Gold on our Game Boy Advances. And that was my first experience ever playing Pokemon. I chose Chikorita as a starter. I regret that decision. I love Chikorita, but Cyndaquil all the way. Chikorita is amazing. I do love Chikorita. I like Cyndaquil a lot now. I never beat it. Yeah. I can admit I never beat Silver. I got Ruby instead right afterwards. No, I got stuck in the ice caves in after beating yeah. So I but I played Ruby. I played is probably my the one that got me more into Pokemon was I played a lot of Ruby.
Okay, cool. So do you have any special rituals or rules you follow when you play Pokemon?
Oh god. Rituals or rules. Besides the mashing the B button whenever time I'm trying to catch Pokemon that I really want to have, helps to catch the Pokemon. And then I think that's really the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
Okay, I'm just curious. Like, yeah.
I think about the only one I can really think of.
Yeah, no, not everyone does, you know?
Yeah, I think just mashing the B button, always.
So what part of the Pokemon fandom are you most interested in?
Ooh, would that be like things like shiny hunting or
anything? You decide how you take that question.
I think for me, just for Pokemon, I think the biggest thing for me has always been shiny hunting and just actually trying to see if I can collect everything.
So Jared's a little kid trying to collect them all.
I'm trying to collect. I do like completing the Pokedex and trying to do that. And actually, that's probably my favorite part about Pokemon is actually, and then trying to use them all and see how they all work out.
So for you, it's the video games for sure.
Yeah, it is the video games. I like the shows and I love the cards, but I think for me, the video games are primarily my biggest thing.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we all got it all. Pretty sure my plush collection proves my favorite part. What are your thoughts on garden gnomes? Now I get to ask the fun questions.
On garden gnomes?
Yeah. Yeah.
All I can think of about garden gnomes is I just think of Phineas and Ferb and the episode where the beach episode with garden gnomes.
I have no idea.
Garden gnomes, I think. It was Doofenshmirtz, the villain. As a child in Drusselstein, they had their favorite garden gnome was like destroyed, so they made him Doofenshmirtz as a child dress up as a garden gnome and stand in the yard to scare away everything. And
okay.
I've always just found that absolutely hilarious. But garden gnomes, I think they're cool. They're cute. I think they're a little creepy, but I don't have them. I don't think I ever would have one.
I've never actually watched the show, but I do follow that guy on Facebook because he's funny.
Oh, Dan Povmeyer?
Yeah, whatever, the voice actor, yeah.
The voice, yeah, the creator, yeah.
And he posts the cutest things about him and his daughter, and I love that.
Yeah, I do too. He's fantastic. And I love that his daughter got nominated for an Emmy, and that was really cool.
Yeah.
For, I forget what show it is, but.
So, okay, I have another question here. What kid movie scares you the most?
What kid movie?
Yeah.
Oh, Bug's Life. I can answer that in a heartbeat.
Wait, for real?
The Bug's Life. I will, one, it's because the bird going in that was eating, the grasshopper, okay. But also the Disney ride at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, the show.
Scarred me for a long time because of the the jab from the wasp in the back as a kid that terrified me. And that has, like, every time I've gone, like, I went to Disney as a kid, everyone else in the family loves the ride. I now just associate that movie with that ride. So I have not watched The Bug's Life in probably like 10 or more years. Though it's ironic I say that, as my favorite stuffed animal as a child growing up was from The Bug's Life. It's the roly-poly bug. I actually have one. I can see it across from me right now.
Oh, yeah.
That is probably my favorite stuffed animal I ever had as a kid. Yet I was terrified of the movie that it came out of.
I kind of love that. That's amazing. So I got to ask you one last question. And the question I'm going to end this with is, if a movie was made about your life, who is cast as the lead role for you?
Oh, God. I actually don't know who I would cast. I really just want to be, and just say, I just want Jack Black to be playing me, because I just love Jack Black. Just because he's outgoing, funny, and just absolutely great to be around, which I think I am. So that's who I would choose to play me. I just love Jack Black. It's who I want.
Is it because you also sing Britney Spears covers? Is that it?
I do not sing. God, such a good song. I do not sing Britney Spears covers. I don't have the cojones to do that. So that, no. It.
Okay.
No, not yet.
So you heard it here. Jared believes Jack Black.
Yes, I want Jack Black to play me.
I gotta say thank you for coming here, and it was lovely. I'll see you next time.
Of course, thanks for having me. Yep, see ya.